The massive MER die-off that left tens of thousands of dead birds on Alaska's coast may be over, but the population is still struggling. In the Gulf of Alaska and Bering Sea, surviving MERS are failing to reproduce. Heather Renner is a biologist for the Alaska Maritime Wildlife Refuge.
When we got to most of the breeding colonies last summer, we found that very few birds were attending the cliffs and almost complete reproductive failure at most of the colonies we looked at.
That means in some places, less than 1% of the chicks survived. While reproductive failure is common for some species, like black-legged kittiwakes, it isn't for MERS. With 30-plus years of monitoring data, Renner says they've never seen anything like this. Still, she says 1 year of reproductive failure doesn't necessarily mean the species is doing poorly. It's important to study MERS, Renner says, because they're a sign of ecosystem health. She calls them sentinels of change.
They tell us something about what's happening underwater. And so seabirds are great indicators to us of things that are taking place in other parts of the ocean.
Renner says it's too early to tell if the reproductive failure will continue into this summer's breeding season.